Hi, this is Rob Bagby, reporting to you for Bites by MSDN. I'm here with Steve Marks. Steve, thanks so much for coming by today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Steve, we've been talking to some of the other folks about their titles. You have one of the more interesting titles.
My title is completely made up. That's what's
You make it up, or did your boss make it up?
No, I made it up. I'm a technical strategist on the Windows Azure team, and I made that title up. And then after I made it up, I did the research that perhaps I should have done first to see if that's a title that people have at Microsoft. And it turns out there are a couple other people with the title technical strategist. I have no idea what they do. I haven't yet called them up to ask.
Nice, but we know what you do.
But I'm the mascot. That's the simplest way. I do a lot of the blogging. I do the forum stuff. I do a whole bunch of sessions at conferences like PTC, and just generally do kind of the developer outreach, you know, sort of connect our product team to developers.
So you're the face of Azure.
I'm the face of Azure.
That's great. And I've noticed you've changed your shoes.
I did change my shoes. So I used to have these bright red shoes that stood for Red Dog,
right?
The code name for Windows Azure. Now that we're called Azure, and that's blue. Literally a word that means blue. The red seemed kind of inappropriate. So,
yes.
But I have them at the hotel room just in case.
Good.
You never know.
You always got to be prepared.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. So I sat in the keynote today, and I'm not sure, but did I see WordPress running in Azure?
You did.
With full MySQL?
You did. You saw WordPress running PHP and MySQL in Windows Azure. There's a session here at PTC.
You can't see it, but I got nearly tingles running up my arm right now.
It was an exciting moment for us because we think of Windows Azure as this broad platform, and so we think not just .NET developers, who of course we love, and you know that's my sort of platform of choice. But we love everybody. I mean, if you want to run in our cloud, because ultimately that's our goal, is to have applications running in the Windows Azure cloud. And so if you want to run there and you want to bring your favorite tools or your favorite language, like PHP, MySQL, I'm doing a session here at PTC on Java and running Apache Tomcat. I mean, you name it. We're happy to do it, and we've always thought of the platform in this sort of general purpose way, but it hasn't been seen that way yet. We haven't gotten to really show people the proof points and say that it's actually happening. But today in the keynote, we had WordPress running there. We have Domino's, who's converting their online pizza ordering system that's all Java-based, and they're having that running on Windows Azure. So this is sort of our coming out party to the rest of the world, is like, yes, we are a viable option for other tools, other languages.
That's interesting you chose to the rest of the world, because a lot of the way we're communicating in and out of the crowd is REST protocol.
Yes, that was a pun I meant as a transition.
Speaking interoperability even by mistake. That's beautiful.
That's how much is ingrained in my brain.
Yeah, I know.
But we do use REST protocols everywhere
for
the same reason, because we don't want to exclude. I mean, if you've got a tool set that works, we want that to be able to work with our platform.
So if you haven't jumped into Azure, you haven't started, you know, banging around on any of our cloud platform, what are some scenarios that Azure is going to help you solve that in the past were kind of painful?
There are a couple. I think the main thing that people think of when they think of the cloud is they think of web applications. And I'll get to in a moment sort of other kinds of apps. But the web applications that are sort of most suited are ones where you have some lack of predictability. Like you don't know when you're going to need resources, or you don't know how much you're going to need. I mean, the common thing is, well, I've got an application right now, two servers suits me fine, but if I make it to the front page of Dig, I'm going to need 100.
Right.
And you don't want to buy 100 and have them sitting around idle all the time. And so the cloud makes a lot of sense there. But it also makes sense in terms of like unpredictable life cycles. Like, we're running a promotional website. It may go viral. It may not. We're probably going to shut it down after a month. Again, I don't want to buy a bunch of resources and get kind of locked into having, you know, this hardware lying around. So instead, just on demand, use it from Windows Azure. So those are the biggest places where I've seen people using it. That goes for, you know, Web 2.0 sort of startups or agencies doing promotional things or enterprises doing incubations. So I've seen a lot of enterprises say, you know, this isn't a core to our business thing yet, but it's an idea that we have. I don't want to go through trying to figure out where we're going to put this in our data center and getting machines set up, and I don't want the lag time on sort of ordering things. Why don't we put that in the cloud and see how it goes? And we'll always have the flexibility there if we want to bring it back later and run it on premises.
Yeah, give you a chance to test drive it a little bit, see what happens, and you don't have to fork over a ton of cash.
Yeah, and so the other one, the non-web app one that I sort of alluded to, people always forget about it when they think about the cloud. But the cloud is great for things like statistical analysis or rendering video or, you know, protein folding simulations.
Because I do that sort of, all the time.
Me too. You know, anything where you've got to, you know, this weekend we need to do a simulation. I need like 2,000 servers for 8 hours. You know,
yeah.
That sort of thing where you just have a burst, even if it's predictable, even if you know that you're going to do that at the end of every month or yeah. something, makes a lot of sense of putting that in the cloud. Has nothing to do with web apps, has nothing to do with what people usually associate
right.
with the cloud, but it's still a very good use of it.
But you need that, you know, you need that compute power for a distinct period of time, but then
yeah.
done.
Then I want to, I mean, everybody talks about scaling up,
yeah.
and, you know, and
yeah.
the thing to remember is it's just as important that you can turn the dial back down when you're done and stop paying right away. I mean, it's the value of that business
That's
model.
That's excellent. I wish I could do that with my children. Anyways, it's a pleasure always talking with you, Steve. Thank you so much, and thank you for watching.
Thanks for having me.